possible. Operations at the Charles M. Schulz Sonoma County Airport are not expected to be impacted. Santa Rosa police have announced the arrest of six juveniles involved in a stabbing and robbery of a 41-year-old man in the Bellevue Ranch neighborhood last week. The attack took place near Bellevue Ranch Park, where the man was assaulted and stabbed 8 to 10 times, including once to the neck near his spinal column. Several witnesses called 911 and assisted the man until law enforcement arrived. Four suspects were arrested while heading to class on Wednesday, and a fifth was arrested after leaving home for a court hearing. The final suspect was already in custody for a probation violation. Their ages ranged from 15 to 17 years old. The Rohnert Park Department of Public Safety has now identified the man killed along with his dog Sunday morning while walking across the Rohnert Park Expressway. 61-year-old Andrew Kenneth Lujan was apparently playing with his dog in the roadway and turned his back to traffic. The investigation is ongoing. Police are reviewing smart camera footage in the area. Princess Kate has been admitted to the hospital for a planned abdominal surgery. Kensington Palace announced that the Princess of Wales, who's 42, underwent a successful surgery on Tuesday and is expected to remain hospitalized for 10 to 14 days before returning home to recover. Now, she is not the only royal that's spending time in the hospital. King Charles also announced he is planning a medical procedure. The king, who is 75, will undergo treatment for an enlarged prostate next week. Stopping or standing is now prohibited on pedestrian bridges on the Las Vegas Strip. Violators of the ordinance that took effect on Tuesday could face as much as 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine. Clark County commissioners voted this month to approve the measure, banning people from stopping, standing, or engaging in activity that causes others to stop on the Strip pedestrian bridges. That also includes surrounding connected stairs, elevators, and escalators, all of which have become gathering areas for the homeless. Governor Newsom said he will not sign a proposed ban on tackle football for children under the age of 12, ending advocates' short-lived hopes of having the bill become law this year. The proposal from Democratic Assembly member Kevin McCarthy would have been phased in gradually through 2029. Last week, a committee sent the bill to the floor of the state assembly, clearing the way for a vote by the end of the month. Even if the bill were to pass, Newsom's pledge to not sign it means there is little, if any, chance of it ever becoming law. 7:33 KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic with CHP officer David Duretti. Hello again, David. How are the roads looking?
Looking great out there, Brent. No stalls or accidents to report on. Nothing new to report. And, we're moving nicely in Rohnert Park, Santa Rosa area. Down in Petaluma still remaining our only problem spot. Going to be heavy heading into Marin County from Lakeville Highway to San Antonio Road. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
See your home with a brand new look. Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. Your home never had it so good.
New year? How about a new look for your home? Hi, it's Anthony with Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We'll make it easy and affordable for you to redecorate during our gigantic January sales event. Come in today and save up to 35% on quality furniture for every room. From sofas to dining to bedroom and everything in between. You'll save up to 35%. Plus, Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot are paying the sales tax. That's over 9% additional savings on everything, even with special orders. Look for red tag clearance items marked way down and save up to 70%. Ring in the new year in style with beautiful new furniture from Old Town Furniture and Furniture Depot. We're making it easy and affordable during our gigantic January sales event going on now through the end of the month at the corner of 4th and Wilson in Santa Rosa's historic Railroad Square.
Attention, Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot, I put that on everything. In sports, Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones says Mike McCarthy will be back for a fifth season as coach after a stunning 48-32 wildcard loss to Green Bay. Your forecast, areas of dense fog this morning, then staying mainly cloudy with a high of about 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy, again with areas of fog in the early morning hours, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain moving in, picking up through the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. On again, off again, rain on Saturday. We should have heavy rain Sunday and Monday. And finally, this half hour, some good news.
I'll be back.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger may not be back very soon to Munich, Germany. He was detained at the Munich airport yesterday for several hours for traveling with an unregistered luxury watch he was using for a charity auction. Witnesses say none of the passengers were given customs declaration forms, and Arnold was randomly selected. They say he complied very politely at every step during what was called an incompetent shakedown, even to the point of officers taking him to an ATM and trying to get him to prepay potential taxes. Eventually, he was let go and still plans to auction off the watch for the Schwarzenegger Climate Initiative. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire, believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart, can't reach to your heart when you say
yeah.
Sonoma County's KZST on your Thursday, your very foggy Thursday morning. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, Debbie.
Lots of fog out there.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, so hot topic of the morning, yay or nay. And as always, if you want to comment, call us in the studio, 707-284-1000. So we're talking elephant, white elephant parties, white elephant gifts that people will fight over, and they are less than $25. This is according to the National Party Planning Association. Brent Allen, first off, do you do white elephant parties?
Yes, every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah, big one at Christmas time.
I figured. I already knew that. Yeah, white elephant parties, what a crazy thing. So I understand you have the top white elephant gifts for the new year.
Yeah, so start planning already. These are the top ones. I'll just read them off here. A pocket disco ball party light that plugs into your phone. So if you're playing music, it pulses and goes to your cell phone.
That's so cool. Under $25,
that's a
deal.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Some of these are actually really kind of neat. A cookie shot glass. So it's a mold that turns a cookie into a shot glass.
I've been reading about that because the cookie companies have that out now.
With the proper beverage inside, that could be a big hit.
Uh-huh.
Yep. This one I've seen before, the marshmallow roasting skewer for s'mores with an extension to your next camping trip. And a lot of these you can even do inside with little ones. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, camping, no. But I like s'mores. So that would work.
You and I are on the same page for camping.
Oh, yeah.
Camping just means no cable. That's it. And I won't even go there.
Very funny.
A ramen soup bowl and chopsticks set with holes for the chopsticks. So they sit right next to your bowl and you can store it all together.
I've seen it. It looks very cool.
Does it really?
Online, yeah. And it literally, because you don't know what to do with your chopsticks typically. So there's little grooves. You just place them right there perfectly.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Sits right there.
I like that. How about a Harry Potter cauldron soup mug with spoon for the Harry Potter fan in your life?
I think I'll pass on that one. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we are talking about top white elephant party gifts that are inexpensive, but people want them.
Hey, this is interesting. I'm trying to visualize it. A dinosaur taco holder. So literally, it's a little thing that's like a dinosaur that holds your taco. I have seen these. They're kind of cool.
So because tacos don't sit up, they fall either direction. So this actually holds it in place.
Yeah, it's like a stegosaurus. So it has the spines in the back, so you set the tacos in there. So it looks like it's...
Okay, I want one of those. I do want one of those. Because then everything doesn't fall out.
Exactly.
I hate when that happens.
I know. So one company finally, I think it's El Paso, is making like square taco shells. So they actually stand up.
Like, that's
genius.
Brilliant.
Yeah, why didn't we come up with that first? This is a funny one. Exploding Kittens card game for the whole family.
What is that? Is it what it sounds like?
It's a card game. I actually gave this to Stock Chick. The game.
You did?
Yeah, we haven't played it yet, but it's supposed to be a blast. I hear it's a whole lot of fun, the exploding kittens.
A blast?
Game.
No pun intended there.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Bum, bum, bum. I have some friends that have these lightsaber LED chopsticks for the Star Wars fan.
I've seen those too.
That is so cool.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, as soon as you pick them up, you got to do the just like it's a law. You have to do that. The leg light lamp from A Christmas Story.
I know someone who has one.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny. It's a mini one.
I was going to say, it can't be the big one.
No, it's a mini leg lamp night light.
Oh, my gosh. And then you like this last one a whole lot, I know.
Oh, yeah. I do. Go ahead. You can do
it. All right. And finally, the desktop cornhole game, a mini cornhole game to distract you from the rigors of your work day.
I mean, this list is just crazy. They're all hot white elephant gifts for your next white elephant party, and I get it. But as we've been doing this, my thought is you are never going to get back those last 5 minutes of your life. Desktop cornhole, that's got to be my favorite, and so fun to say on the radio, cornhole.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. 2 college degrees, 28 years of experience, and it all comes down to this.
do want that desktop cornhole. Sonoma County's KZST. Let's check traffic on this Thursday morning. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti. How is traffic looking?
Good morning, Debbie. Everything's still moving nicely out there. We're starting to slow down a bit heading into Santa Rosa from Rohnert Park. A bit slow at Todd Road as you approach up to Highway 12 in downtown Santa Rosa. It's also still going to be delayed southbound out of Petaluma. Pretty heavy at San Antonio Road. Otherwise, no crashes, no incidents to report. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
County's KZST, welcome to your Thursday. It is 7:51, 47 degrees in Santa Rosa and very foggy. And now one of my favorite places to shop. And I wonder if they have that leg lamp nightlight. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I have to tell you, the designers at Cocos Deco Home have been incredibly helpful whenever I want to make some changes. It's weird, but recently I realized my window coverings are really outdated and so boring. Definitely time for a change. With so many options, I had no idea where to begin. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocos Deco and an expert with window treatments. Emily came to my house and she'll come to yours too. I like that my home reflects my taste and sensibility. And now thanks to Emily from Cocos Deco, I have beautiful window coverings.
Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocus Deco. Cocus Deco Home, sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocus Deco Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Coddingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet? Or a faucet that just won't quit leaking? This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
100.1 KZST. From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh,
oh,
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 18th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. Some very dense fog around Sonoma County this morning, and we are still at 47 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The second phase of the College Creek affordable housing development in Santa Rosa is almost complete, and applications are now being accepted for the remaining apartments, but you'd better hurry. Some 150 people attended an application event last week, with 75 pre-approved. That leaves only 35 available units for new residents. The complex on West College Avenue has a community room with computer workstations, a fitness room, kids area, swimming pool, and on-site laundry facilities. You can file an application online at collegecreekapartments.usamfm.com. Representatives for the renters in the Youngstown Mobile Home Park in Petaluma and the property owners each made their case before the Sonoma County Community Development Commission.